Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in. It's Early Break here on The Ticket. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
NEPCO!
And we did that twice now.
No, I know. I was just doing it.
That. You throw me at that. I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I just want to make sure our sponsors get their due. But what I was going to
Joey!
Say...
Joey!
738.
Randy!
Diner.
Carson!
Currency. There it is.
Finance!
Just run through them. Come on, Bill.
Gazer painting.
Anyway, once again... Our bowl game coverage over the next 48 to 72 hours, sponsored by Amigos Kings Classic Advanced Medical Imaging, Ben Bleicher of PRG Berkshire Hathaway, Ambassador Real Estate, and MWR Building and Fence. Thanks to those four for providing us coverage from Las Vegas. We're excited to get out there over the next 48 hours. Okay, so Bill, obviously the next 2 days, in addition to Nebraska's exhilarating Las Vegas Bowl, there is college football playoff games going on. You have Ohio State and Miami playing in Arlington on New Year's Eve. That is the one game that's on New Year's Eve. The other three on January 1st at 11 a.m. It'll be Texas Tech against Oregon at 1 p.m.?
Is that Orange Bowl?
It is the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl.
Might be 2:30.
No, Rose Bowl is Indiana and Alabama.
Indiana and Alabama. And then at night at 6 p.m., gosh dang, it'll be Georgia and Ole Miss. And so it goes Texas Tech, Oregon, Indiana, Bama, and then Georgia and Ole Miss in that order on Thursday. Out of those four, which one are you most intrigued by?
Indiana, Alabama, not even close. Next one is probably Ole Miss. The one that doesn't intrigue me near as much is the Miami Ohio State,
really?
Which I'm going to be watching every second of it. But, I mean, Ohio State dodged a bullet. I mean, unbelievable one. I mean, Miami didn't – I mean, they figured out a way to get it done. Mm-hmm. But they are the 12 seed. And so they were planning on playing the 7th seed, most likely A&M. Well, imagine the crowd in Arlington if that's A&M.
That's true.
That would have been an 80% A&M crowd. They would have found their way into that stadium, and that would have been a – but 80% might be high, but that would have been a heavy A&M crowd. That will not be a Miami crowd.
No,
it will not be like we can't hear. Nope. It's gonna be an Ohio State crowd. What's the cost of tickets?
So that's what I was gonna say. And maybe that's part of the reason why a lot of Texas A&M fans dishing off their tickets. It's a Nebraska Final Four for volleyball situation here, where you can get into the Cotton Bowl in Arlington. $32.
Yeah, I've said it's not sold out.
No.
The game's not sold out. Ohio State's probably kind of thinking, well, we think we're going to win this, so I'm going to play to go to the next game.
Yeah,
Miami,
which that one's $173.
Yeah, Miami does not travel well. The fan, it's never like going, man, Miami's coming to town. This is going to be nuts. It's not like an SEC team. And so they don't have it. So think about that. Right now, it's not sold out. And if that had been A&M, it would have been those tickets would be going for $450.
Absolutely. Now looking ahead, we expect Ohio State to win. I think we both pick Ohio State.
You never know. I will give Miami, they definitely have a puncher's chance.
Okay.
Because their defense is so good. And then, I mean, Carson Beck has to play way better. But they did play in an odd game. There was a wind of 50 miles an hour.
Fletcher, their running back, did really well.
The ball got moved on slant routes. I mean, it was like, it was insane what was going on. in that game. And they do have line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Miami has O-line and they have D-line, so they have a chance. But I was just listening this morning to Dusty Dvorak, who was at practice at Ohio State's practice, and he was like, oh, wow, what they look like. Mm-hmm. And they're fresh, you know. So, sure. Yes, would I anticipate that? But I do give Miami a chance.
Let's talk about who Ohio State, if they win, that sets up a matchup in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl between Ohio State, hypothetically, and either Georgia or Ole Miss.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yeah, and that would be one if it is Georgia, that will be one that Kirby will flex in. That'll be one because Kirby gets his guys ready to play. That will
very
be one
so.
Right. And just think about this right now. There is nervousness right now because the Big Ten's won two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, if they get a three in a row flex on the SEC,
that's true.
That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And so we'll see how that plays out. But that game, again, if we get to that in the semis,
yeah,
of Georgia and Ohio State, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's really fun.
Or even if you get Ole Miss, the storylines around Ole Miss, the continuous storylines, because not only just all the coaches that are coaching both Ole Miss and spending time at LSU, as the portal will have fully opened by then, not only are those coaches spending time with both, but the Ole Miss storylines around Charlie Weiss and Trinidad Chambliss.
It goes on forever.
It just goes forever.
Yeah, so some great ones. What else we got?
By the way, Georgia Ole Miss, most expensive ticket this weekend, $207 for that game played in New Orleans, which is a manageable trip maybe for both sides. How about this
trip?
Very manageable. How about this trip? Far away. It being played in Miami Garlands at Hard Rock Stadium, Texas Tech and Oregon. Cross-country trip. For the Ducks, this one's the morning game.
Hardly get any further than it is from Oregon to Miami. That's about as tip to tip as you get.
That's about
as good as it gets. Texas Tech, way better. 50?
50 bucks.
Yeah. So, again, these games are not, absolutely must-see. They are.
Yeah.
Now, if it was flipped and Texas Tech was playing Oregon in Jerry's world,
yes,
then it's going to be massive.
Same thing.
Massive crowd. Incredible crowd. So you don't get that in these games. You don't get the incredible crowd, how this thing plays out. But still a very interesting game. That game's going to be fun.
Yes.
Texas Tech.
Great one to start out with.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
But that's the Orange Bowl, right?
That is the Orange Bowl, yes.
How weird is the Orange Bowl going to be at noon?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Orange Bowl's been a night game for every single time. It's never been anything but that.
It's going to be great to have that one start off because hopefully there's some fireworks in it. Right, in terms of offense, high-powered athletes all across the field, really good quarterbacks as well. Texas Tech has a couple good defensive players as well. I don't want to try to take away from that, but to start out with an 11 a.m. game of Texas Tech and Oregon, a 4-5 seed is going to be good. All right, before we get to break, Indiana Bama opportunities galore for Kalen DeBoer. It is a huge chance for Kalen DeBoer. Obviously, the Michigan stuff was a conversation. As much as it is an opportunity for Kurt Cignetti, great chance for Kalen DeBoer to really silence some people, in my opinion.
The opportunities are everywhere. What's the price on that one?
You can get in as cheap as $118.
So not bad. Not bad. That place will look full. Trust me. It'll look like it's completely full. There'll be some late that make it in there. If, like I said, if you're at Indiana and you're missing this Rose Bowl game, first time that you're in the second round of the playoffs, even though you had a bye the first week, I mean, you're not missing that. I do feel that Indiana somehow, I'm worried about one thing of Indiana, only one thing, and that's time off.
Mm-hmm.
And that Alabama just played. Because Alabama had everything happen. I mean, basically, if they catch the pass, it's almost game over for Oklahoma. And instead, on the next play, the punter just dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, two plays in a row where the game all of a sudden is like, what just happened here? Yep. I mean, Oklahoma, as you're watching this, could have been 24-7 at half, game over. Yep. And it wasn't.
And the place kicker, one of the best kickers in the country.
Misses two kicks. Everything went right for Alabama. I don't know if everything can go right again for them against Indiana, because we always talk about you lose more games than you win, and Cignetti doesn't lose games. He doesn't lose them. And so he just they don't do – how many times have you seen, well, they had five personal fouls.
Yes.
No, they didn't. They don't do – I mean, I don't see him making those errors of how he organizes. But now what I did hear yesterday was weather as an issue. So it'll be interesting to see what that is. That it's supposed to be like 59 and raining for the Rose Bowl. We always see the Rose Bowl as sunny and
where's
in
the
Southern
sunset
California. Yeah,
be.
Exactly. The sunset in the San Gabriel Mountains. So that
So Thursday, 63, high of 63. It is a 90% chance of rain right at kickoff.
Yeah, so that's not what I want to see. I don't think Indiana wants to see that either.
But Alabama also can't run the ball.
So they don't run. That's one thing about Alabama is that the running back talent room is better at Indiana. Think about that. It's better at Indiana.
Roman Hemby's good.
And you look at at Alabama right now. If it's blocked for six, they get six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what Nebraska was so good at. Emmett would be blocked for four. And he got 7.5. How many times did he do? And not so much just yards after contact, just little things he did to get. Sometimes it's like, should have been a -2,
yeah.
And he got two. It's like, wow, now we're 2nd and 8 instead of 2nd. The whole world was different.
Yeah.
That's what you wonder about in the Nebraska game, too, with some things of that nature. But what it's blocked for and what the extra they can do. And Indiana's got better at running back with getting extra plays, extra yardage.
Yeah, I'm very excited for these college football playoff games. Should be good ones, especially on Thursday. And Alabama-Indiana is going to be really good. Georgia-Ole Miss will be fascinating. A lot of good stuff coming up in the next couple of days. All right, let's close out the show on a Tuesday coming up next.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.